The danger, of course, in a presentation like this is that those of you who have practiced with me will see some of these tips offered and will immediately think of cases with which you on which you have worked with me, and you will smile when you see them. That I guess that's inevitable. Kirk and I have taken two approaches with this. The first is to tell you some things that you may not know, but quite frankly, as experienced as this room is, we are also going to repeat things that you do know and that all of us have seen at various times that people forget and of which we hope you will be reminded by the iteration. So the first thing is a prosecution tip that turns into a very interesting problem in assertion, and that is that assignments must be nailed down. And you think to yourself, this is very simple. How do people miss this? Well, inventors have the independent right to assign. Unless you have a joint assignment or a complete set of assignments, there may be people with independent negotiating power who are inventors of the patent application. I mention this because in the assertion context, you'll see acquired property where the entities that created the property may not have been as careful as they should have about the assignments process. People are pressed for time. Smaller entities may not have as regularized procedures. And so you end up with clouds on title that can substantially frustrate the value of the asset that is being acquired.